إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, بإذن الله تعالى, I'm starting a series of other reminders today on Dawah tips. I've been in Malaysia now a couple of two or three days and meeting a lot of people, participating in the different programs. Once again, the importance of the adab of da'wah they become even more important. Once again, I'm reminded of them, so I thought, let me do a series of other reminders, reminding myself anew about the methodology of da'wah, the adab, the manners, the etiquette of da'wah that we need to practice and we should practice. The first of these tips is the importance of ikhlasun niyyah, sincerity of intention, ikhlasun niyyah. There is only one niyyah which is accepted, there is only one intention which is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the intention to please Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. This is true of everything, not only da'wah, but especially of da'wah, which is that if da'wah is done for any reason other than the sole and only pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, then that da'wah is not accepted, that da'wah will be rejected, that da'wah will fail. And that is why it is absolutely critical to be super careful about the ikhlas of our niyyah, about the sincerity of our intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept that which is impure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with Tawheed, and Tawheed is the absence of adulteration. It's the absence of mixing. It is the absence of joining anything other than anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to be practiced and that is to be understood, especially in the work of da'wah. So ikhlasun niyyah, do da'wah only and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are two major things that come in the way of this. One is money and the other one is publicity. Publicity actually is even more insidious, even more dangerous, even more powerful than money. Many people might not be so interested in money, but publicity always comes into it. And am I liked? Am I not liked? How many people are listening to me? How many people came to my function? How many people are affected by me? Now, all of this focus is completely and totally haram in da'wah. The next one, of course, is money. And the entire question of, should you take money, should you not take money? I have absolutely no doubt in saying this in my mind, that it is completely and totally impermissible and haram to take money for the sake of da'wah and to do seek publicity for the sake of da'wah. Facebook likes, visibility, all of this completely destroys da'wah. So refuse publicity and refuse money, even if it comes to you. Forget about seeking it. I mean, seeking it is pathetic. It is absolutely shamefully pathetic. So I'm not even going to talk about that. But even if it is forced on you, sometimes it is. People, I've been to when I go to when I'm invited officially by different governments, Kuwait, Oman, and so on, to do lecture series. They, on occasion, they've told me, we are helpless. I mean, this is part of our system. When we invite somebody, we give them an honorarium, and if you don't take it, then what do we do? Because this account has already been done. If that happens to you, take it and give it away in sadaqah. Don't use it. Even though you didn't ask for it, even though you did not seek it, even though it was forced on you, take it and give it away in sadaqah. Do not soil your hands with money that comes for the sake of da'wah, even if it is forced on you. If it is not forced on you, obviously, and asking for it, it's It's utterly and completely shameful. The thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about all the anbiya that he mentioned, and he mentioned this ayat came in the Quran 7, 8, 9 times, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said again and again and again, they do not ask you for ajr. They do not ask you for ajr. They do not ask you for money. They don't ask you for reward. They don't ask you for a salary. They don't ask you for remuneration. They don't ask you for reimbursement. They do not ask you for money. Their ajr is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. My brothers and sisters, if you want to do the work of the Anbiya, do it like the Anbiya did. If you have to take from people, then you are not doing the work of Anbiya, but of Hindu and Christian priests who consider begging and who consider taking from money from people as permissible. So decide, are you doing the work of the Anbiya of Islam, or are you doing the work of Christian and Hindu priests? And if you are doing the work of Christian and Hindu priests, then I have nothing more to say to you. But if you are doing the work of Anbiya alayhi wassalam, they did not take money. Find me one Nabi who took money. One single Nabi who took money. And I take my words back. Find me one single Nabi who was concerned about how many people were listening to him and how many people were how popular he was. Right? So please do not do that at all. Take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give to the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to take from him and give to the people. Allah sent us to take the hidayat from him and give it to people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to take material and money and wealth and everything from him and give it to the people. If you don't know how to take from Allah, go and learn. Go to somebody who can teach you and go and learn how to take from Allah. If you do not know how to take from Allah, then you are not ready for the work of Da'wah. So take from Allah and give to the people. Absolutely, completely, totally shun money and shun publicity. Forget about Facebook. Facebook destroys your akhidah. Facebook destroys your ikhlas. Facebook destroys everything that is worthy and worthwhile. It is absolutely shameful and pathetic how people say, please make sure, don't forget to like me on Facebook. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. You're not even ashamed to say that. I mean, what kind of a pathetic way that you people have got of doing da'wah. Don't forget to like me on Facebook. What kind of a shameful statement is that? Please, excuse me. I mean, do yourself a favor. Don't disgrace this deen by saying things like this in the name of da'wah. Ikhlas unniya, purity of intention, absolutely, completely, totally essential if you want the work to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not like adulteration. If you want to do adulteration, go do the work of Christian and Hindu priests. That's where shirk is, not in Islam. If you want adulteration, go there. If you don't want adulteration, if you want to do the work of da'wah, then please do it according to the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the sunnah of all the anbiya. They did not seek publicity and they did not take money for the sake of da'wah. They took from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they gave to the people. They knew how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, go learn before you go and do the work of da'wah. But make sure that ikhlasun niyyah is the number one criteria of acceptance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the famous hadith, everybody knows, innama al-amalu bin niyat, the result of the deed, the reward of the deed is based on the niyyah. If your deed is for likes on Facebook, go look to Zuckerberg for reward, not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're not going to get anything from Zuckerberg, believe me. So please, please, please do not destroy yourself and do not destroy your effort by doing it in a way which makes it the work of shaitan and not the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and his anbiya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean our hearts, purify our hearts, and ensure that we do the work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. If you have fixed Facebook accounts, go delete them. If you have been saying things like me on Facebook, make it haram on yourself to say something like that. Make it be ashamed to say something like, you should be ashamed anyway. I don't know why you are not ashamed, but you should be ashamed. So never do that. If you have been taking money for da'wah, return the money. Give it away in sadaqah. If you can't return it, give it away in sadaqah. Don't use it. Do not use it. If you think that you will starve, then wallahi, there is something seriously wrong with your aqidah. You work for a company and you expect the company to pay your salary, and you will not say, as long as you have a job, you will not say, if somebody says, just think about this. If I tell you I've got a job with GE, will somebody say, do you think you are going to get a salary at the end of the month? If somebody says that, if I say I have a job with GE and somebody says, are you going to get a salary at the end of the month? What will I say to them? I will say to them, read my lips. I just said I have a job with GE. I work for GE. Read my lips. I work for GE. What the hell does that mean? It means I get a salary. I mean, what kind of a dumb cluck are you that you have to ask me this question? Now you are saying I work for Allah, but I will starve because I have to take from the people. My brother, what must I do? If I don't take money for dawah, how do I feed my family? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Go slap yourself on the face, man. You work for Allah, and you say, how will you feed your family? You work for somebody who cannot feed your family? Then forget him. Forget this work. Go work for somebody else. At least earn halal. Go work for somebody else. Aren't you ashamed to say this? You work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how will you feed your children? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. My brothers and sisters, please be ashamed of yourself. If you've been saying things like this, be ashamed of yourself. Stop taking money from people for da'wah. Stop running behind publicity. Do the work only and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Create an income stream. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you so much barakah that not only will you feed your family, but you will feed 20 other families. Because you are doing the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Decide for yourself. Make up your mind. Are you doing the work of Allah? Are you doing the work for Allah? If the answer is yes, then please go ahead and do it. And then don't ask dumb questions as how will you feed your family, because you don't ask the same question when you work for somebody else. So make sure that you're doing the work of Allah, you're doing the work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then take your money from the one for whom you are working. As simple as that. Take your salary from the one for whom you are working. Only he needs to know what you are doing. You don't need Facebook. You don't need anything else. You only need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to know what you are doing. And Allah does not read Facebook. Allah does not need Facebook. So please, repair your aqidah first. We all like to talk about aqidah. Big aqidah focus. Aqidah, aqidah, aqidah. The number one thing in aqidah is niyyah. What is aqidah without niyyah? The number one thing in aqidah is tawheed. What is aqidah without tawheed? And what is tawheed when it is adulterated with desire for name and fame and seeking money while saying that you are doing the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? So let us not stop fooling ourselves. Let us make absolutely sure that we have ikhlasun niyyah, that we have complete and total sincerity of purpose. As I said, if you have been taking money, give it away in sadaqah. If you have been seeking likes on Facebook, stop doing that. Delete your account of Facebook. You don't need that. You need to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tomorrow and so on, as we continue, we'll talk about connecting with Allah and so on and so forth. But right now, ikhlasun niyyah. Everything begins with niyyah. Everything begins with intention. So let us correct our intentions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put ikhlas in our niyat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to make tawbah right now, and to correct our methodology and to correct our ways of doing things. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased and never to be displeased. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your efforts, to put barakah in your efforts, to give Faizan from himself to you, so that you do his work in the way that he likes, and that he rewards you in keeping with his majesty and grace. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.